And now, Spotlight Montana with Laurel Staples.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to celebrate, especially for young children and their families after a long winter dealing with the pandemic. Celebrations are planned for the annual Week of the Child, and it runs April 2nd to the 8th in Missoula. And that's when families get a chance to take part in some fun events, explore resources, and honor early childhood champions. In the Spotlight Montana, Healthy Start coordinator Anna Semple shares with us what's planned and also talks about some of the challenges young families are facing.
So this year's, you have a lot of events planned this year for Week of the Child. And I know this year's Week of the Child takes on new meaning after going through another year of the pandemic and so much more. Talk about that.
Yeah, so young children and parents of young children in particular are coming out of this winter a little bit tired. I feel like between young children not being able to be vaccinated yet, it adds some of that decision-making stress to parents every day, workforce shortages, as well as closures due to quarantines. You know, childcare has been in and out, which affects the providers, it affects the families. And so everyone's doing the best they can. Social service and family support organizations are the same. They all are facing a big workforce shortage right now, and they're all still offering amazing services, but it is taken everything they've got. And so everyone's really coming together to lean on one another and celebrate the fact that we just went through a kind of a tough time, and everyone is still standing and still doing some really amazing work.
Yeah. Well, run through the events and talk about some of the events that address some of the things that we've been through.
Yeah. So we're really promoting two, but there are a huge list of different events for families and professionals alike. So Saturday kicks off the week. April 2nd through 8th is the whole week. So Saturday kicks off with the Roll and Read at McCormick Park from 1 to 3 p.m. And we are inviting families with children age 0 to 5 to come and push their strollers or walk from station to station. And there will be celebrities reading stories. And so for young children, celebrities are firefighters and nurses, and we have a compost collector, Smokey the Bear, Pete the Cat, some really great characters that will be there to share stories. And just nice and simple, but a great way to come together and celebrate as a community.
I understand that there'll be some training opportunities at this year's event.
Yeah, there will be. So different community partners from across Missoula County and across the state really are offering training. So childcare providers have two opportunities that Raise Montana has organized for them. One about engaging with families and another one about providing trauma-informed care within childcare. So that's really exciting. 0 to 5, Missoula County is going to be presenting about the kindergarten entry assessment results. So looking at how are kids doing in Missoula as they enter kindergarten, and how can we better support them before they get there, and how can schools be ready for them when they arrive? So it's not just about, you know, parents doing things different. It's about how our whole community can come around families with young children to make that a great transition for everybody. So those are two. Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies will be presenting on their LIFTS website. It's a resource guide where families with pregnant up to age 3 children are able to get information statewide about different services that are offered and events that are available for families, because it can be kind of an isolating time. So looking to connect people more in that time period. So those are some of the great trainings. We have other family events that Families First Learning Lab is offering. Child Start Inc. has a Head Start open house where you can just drop in and learn more. There's just a little bit of everything.
Well, what are some of the trends that you're seeing out there with young children and young families, and what concerns you?
Let's see. So one thing that is just always challenging is families have a baby and then they don't just necessarily show up anywhere, right? They may go to childcare, they may go to well child appointments, but if they are struggling, there isn't an automatic point of contact. So for Healthy Start Missoula, we're always looking to connect families to these amazing resources we have. We have programs where providers can meet you in your home or a place that you're comfortable and work with you to you know, just kind of help you set your own goals and build up skills and confidence in different areas. I have a 2.5-year-old, and I will tell you that they are wonderful people that come and help you through all of these times. Pretty much everyone needs support at some times, but you never really know when that's going to be. And it's hard in that age period to really know the best way to reach families. So we just want to promote that. That LIFS resource guide is a great way to do that. We'll be promoting another program called Bright by Text. You can go right now on their website, but you will get locally generated and nationally generated text information about things that are happening in Missoula County, as well as just easy activities you can do with your child. So those are two really great options that Healthy Start is promoting. I think at the kindergarten entry assessment workshop that's happening on Wednesday, 0 to 5 is going to talk about some other ways that we can support families. So connecting to services is always kind of the best way to get that information out.
Okay. And, you know, young families and children, they have more challenges ahead. I mean, right now, the rising cost of groceries and gas and housing, your message to them?
Coming together and accessing the supports that are available to families is key. As someone who works in that arena, I don't have a lot of control over costs of groceries and gas, aside from understanding that that is an increasing challenge. Childcare costs, housing costs, these are things that we're hearing about across Missoula. So I can't personally be the person to make that change, but what we can, that we have.
And the influences children have in those early years, it really is the most important time, right?
It is. You know, neural connections are forming at just an incredibly fast rate. Children are sponges and are learning everything around them all the time. And, you know, all parents really are there to nurture and be the best parent they can be for their children. And it takes a whole community to make that feel possible, right? So coming together to really, really understand that deeply and to be together in that time is really important.
When it comes to staffing shortages with daycares, are you seeing some improvement in that?
I haven't heard recent numbers, but most of the organizations that I work with are reporting staffing shortages. So I think it would be worth taking a deeper look at and seeing if that's changing or where that is right now. But I have not personally heard a lot of change there. I think it would be worth exploring more deeply.
Well, what's the first step for young families to take to access the resources that are available to get some help?
Yeah, so I would recommend signing up for the Bright by Text program, because you'll hear about various things throughout that process, and looking at the LIFS website. Those two are the connection points for young children that we're really emphasizing right now. I do think, you know, organizations like Families First Learning Lab and The Parenting Place have really great parent resources that are pretty general for lots of people. So I think engaging in organizations like that, looking on the Healthy Start Missoula website is a great start for learning about a few of these programs. And come to the Roll and Read. We'll have lots of information from different organizations that people can learn from.
So lots of resources available out there.
And there's so many, yes.
Despite the issues, the challenges that the young families face, this is a time to have some fun, though, too, with this event, right?
It is, yeah. We're in a time period where the weather's getting nicer. We're all getting to go out and play a little bit more, connect a little bit more. So I think it's just an exciting time. Kids are just bring joy to so many situations. So I think it'll be fun to celebrate together.
And when you getting back to all the resources available, how can the public help out here?
I think one, just by normalizing that people need support during this time. There's just no way around it. And I think a lot of parents think that they want to save those programs or services for somebody that maybe needs it more, when what we really need is for it to be something that everyone just gets used to utilizing, whether they are home visiting programs or parenting classes, or there's just a whole number of things that are available. Just normalize that and talk to friends you have with young children and ask about if they're connected to any of those services. So I think the more we make this just a part of how parenting is, the more families will realize that there is support out there.
All right. And one thing I want to mention is in running through all of the events that take place next week, that there's also recognition events that go out to heroes, right?
Yeah. So we honor our early childhood champions every year. This is actually our fifth year that we've been doing this. We solicit nominations from the community. So peers and supervisors of people that may be winning awards submit nominations. We have a committee of early education professionals, family support and mental health professionals, volunteerism experts that go through the applications and select. So we're honoring five individuals this year: advocates, direct service providers, volunteers, and one organization. We'll be celebrating on Monday, April 4th from noon to 12:30 will be the big Zoom celebration. And then we'll be posting information about each person and organization throughout the week on our Facebook page.
And you don't reveal that until Monday, right?
Yeah, the winners are aware and some of their organizations, but it will be a surprise to the general public.
Anything else that you'd like to share?
You know, there is a whole community out here and that we want people to feel comfortable connecting. And that we really look forward to hearing from them, to seeing them, and to celebrating together.